Monday, March 16th, 2026, Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, take attendance.
Okay, roll call. Marty?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Brian?
Present.
Go ahead, you.
Here. No, we're good.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay.
Yep. What did I go to?
Yes,
paperwork. Okay. Okay. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted in the hallway outside the door here. We got to get it moved back to the west wall, but that's where it's posted today. That was pointed out by one of our diligent pointer outers. Thanks, Randy.
It's on the counter.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. All right. We haven't got it put up yet. So it's laying on the counter at the rear of the commissioner's room and is available to review by all citizens in attendance. We'll go ahead and start with public comment. Is there anybody who wants to speak on anything that's not on today's agenda? Now would be the time to address that. Seeing none, go to consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from March 2nd, 2026. Approval of payroll claims March 1st through March 14th, 2026. Approval of payroll accounts payable claims. Approval of monthly account payable claims. Approval of official reports, register deeds, clerk of district court. I came in earlier and went through the accounts payable because of the two-hour late start. The payroll just got finished about 5 minutes ago. I've been through everything except the jail. Everything appears to be in order. At the end of our meeting, I will finish the accounts payable. Payroll.
So moved to approve.
Second.
Rick?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Okay.
New business. Board to approve agreement with JEO for design of the M Avenue paving project. Come on up.
Hi there. Baylor Bastion JEO Consulting Group. I spoke with you at the last meeting.
You got it.
This is just a formal agreement for the M Avenue paving that we discussed at the last meeting. It's $20,000 in total, $17,000 for design, and then I did put in $3,000 for construction staking for the contractor. So I don't know if you had a chance to review it or if you take any exception to it. I'm open for any questions.
That's a number that we had talked about in the past, so I would be fine with it. Anybody got any questions?
If you want to chisel it down, we'll be all right with that.
I don't know if I can do it right now. I think it's set in stone.
That's why he said a chisel.
You gotta ask.
I'd make a motion to approve the contract with JEO.
I'll second that.
Okay, Brian?
Yes.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
We'll get started with design there. Marty, do you have a copy to sign, or do you want to sign this, and I can take it back with me? And then
I can
scan
sign
it.
I can sign that. And then we can scan, send one back.
So that line's going to be the line you sign
okay.
on.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Board to review and approve chair to sign the weed reports and requirements summary. Do we have that here with Jolene not being here?
Yeah, it's, yeah. It's in the information here.
Okay, yeah. Do you have the original? Or do we need the original?
I don't have the original.
I will sign. I'll sign this one and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
No questions, I'll make a motion for board.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Chair to sign.
Second.
Rogelio?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
And Jolene is not able to be with us today. So your road report is in your file. Let's take a couple minutes to review that. See if we have any questions for her.
Since she's not here, you have questions for her? Yeah.
No, I mean that we could get to her.
How much longer do they have on removing trees? When's it start?
They do that about until the time that they can get on the road, so that will be winding down. Usually that's a thing they use when the roads are frozen and things like that. So
there's something that says you can't do it with birds. And
yeah, so it's the ditch mowing too. Rick, do you know the date on that? I know there's a window when they don't want you to mow the ditches. I can't remember what
July
it was.
July 1. You can't mow it July 1 by state statute.
You can't mow until you can't. After the 1st of July, you can't mow and you can't do.
You can't mow until the 1st of July by state statute. That we follow, but that's what it is. And then the second mowing has to be done by September 1st by state statute.
Okay.
The nesting season.
Yeah.
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 Tim here. I see you. I was over. I have been in Woodland County and you guys store your stuff. I see you got two new signs over there.
They're not new. There's Steve trailers and message signs are both. They're new.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Could we?
The thing about the.
I know it's not as good. Could we have one put out on Lake Avenue?
You can let Norman know. It's not in the contract.
We want,
so it's what they
want. Speed.
Yeah, what their speed is. Will it pick a car up?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't.
It saves.
I mean, it really doesn't make any difference to me or us. It's
my
just,
nephew
we just
lives
want to make sure we do the right
out
thing.
There, right across the road, there's a difference there.
Yeah.
The guy could throw one up there
that's
and maybe,
the clan.
You know, down so, at the beginning by on the north side of Hippies, the guy could put it there. There's an entrance there, too.
Yep.
They go 90 miles an hour down that road. I brake checked somebody the other day. It was close.
We can put it out there and get the data. So we might wait till the snow's gone. But
oh, there ain't much there.
It won't be there. It'll be Wednesday. I'll make sure it gets put out there.
I'll also remind you too, Tim. I have a couple of guys that have been talking to me about Sawmill Road. If we can get something set up out there, but I'll remind you as time goes forward.
Yeah, let's use them.
Yeah, we do. We still usually put them out in the wintertime when it's cold because it just saps the battery out of them. But sometimes they're usually all.
You don't want someone sliding into them.
Because
they used them on Dixon Path.
They've
been all over the place.
We use them all over. Anybody has to usually put one out there because we can.
It may help.
One, we can get the data from it. So it tells us every car that goes by the speed, and you can just kind of see the average speed, the high speed.
Yeah. I know you're starting to see a lot of these smaller speed limit signs like Vermilion.
Yep.
There's two of them going there.
And Jackson has talked about putting one in. Those you can even do data. They can do messages. I mean, just kind of depends on what you want to spend.
South Street has them too.
Who asked about that? The homeowners association out at Rotunda was asking about it.
Yeah.
And I talked to Jolene about it. She was fine with putting it up. They want to put one out there, but it kind of depends on which one you want.
They're around $5,000 to $6,000.
Yeah.
Depending on the
right
how fancy you get them, but
right.
The one I'm thinking of is not to do the messages and all that, just to speed.
Just to speed. Yeah. Yeah.
They have one on G Street and on.
Yeah.
Ninth.
But they do. Ninth. Yeah, they do it by the school, by Lewis and Clark.
Yep.
They do work.
Yeah.
They slow people down.
But there's always somebody who wants to break the record, too.
Right.
Well, they haven't only turned up to 25. You can't go.
Oh, really? It just starts blinking then? Yeah, that's a good tilt.
Yeah, tilt.
The one right in front of the school does not go any faster than 25.
Like pinball.
Yeah.
Jail. Just to say jail.
Anything else on the road report?
Nothing.
Commissioner committee reports.
I handed out three flyers that came out of the area meeting with NERMA or with NACO last Friday.
What do you think? Was it pretty informative?
Yeah, it was good. We went through all the legislative agenda stuff that's coming up going down there in Lincoln. Had a good presentation from the Extension Service. They're really trying to push their how they partner with the counties heavily, and they're partnering up with the Buffett Cancer Center now.
Oh, really?
And trying to push some information out to the counties, help the Buffett Center get out into the counties.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, a lot of good information there, and like I said, the legislative, and this is a lot of some of the legislative stuff and some of the fiscal impacts of LB 1219 if that goes through. It doesn't look like it can go through on its own, but there's talk of putting it into a shell bill, some good information, marketing materials that NACO puts out.
Very good. Was it well attended?
Yeah. Let me see. I think there's only one county that wasn't represented. Southwest or Southeast is usually really, really well mm-hmm. represented at those meetings, so.
PNC meeting tomorrow night. I'm sure it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's with regard to the Knife River project. Yeah. So it's 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the county shed.
Cool. I'm meeting with Kingdom Northeast Nebraska Beautiful right now at 4 o'clock at the library. That still says 2 o'clock. I just realized that now. And then I kind of brought it up earlier, but I'm planning on filling out the application for that committee for LB 663. I'm looking at it right now. I'm like losing words.
That's for the shot clock
for
planning and zoning.
Yeah. So like land use and just working on different things like that. It does fall under my kind of like professional scope of like renewable energy and all that.
Uh-huh.
So that's a huge part of it, is like battery storage and all that, land use permits. So I'm working on that application to be part of that. We'll see what happens.
We talked about that a little bit down in NACO too. They're trying to come up with there's a lot of counties that don't even have a planning and zoning.
Correct.
And have no regulations on anything whatsoever. So trying to come up with maybe a broad set of regulations that
like a generic
like a starting point for counties.
Okay.
They don't want to dictate to everybody, but some starting point. And then part of LB 663 that is already signed by the governor and everything is training for everybody that has anything to do with planning and zoning, 2 hours of training, mandatory training. So looking at coming up with some sort of program for that would meet the requirements
of that. Somebody bring that training to us, or is that something that we will do?
That's something that I would guess that the committee will come up with it, but I'm guessing it's something that it'll be an online sort of thing, or you can go to one of the NACO meetings and
get the training.
And get the training that will suffice.
I guess it'll be probably a resource that they put on the NACO website for all of us to be able to access, or some sort of handbook, like we like to do. The other thing that I wanted to talk about, the leadership of Dakota County was in our public safety meeting last week, so Brian got to present to them, and then the jail. They got a tour of the jail. They did amazing. Just wanted to make sure you knew that, because they did a wonderful job. Jacob and Skyler did a great job of just giving us a tour and giving them a real... I had a lot of questions asked. They answered them really, really well, and I think they got a really good understanding. What do you think? You were both there?
Yeah.
They both had a good time. So, yeah, I just wanted to make sure that
They
got their flowers, because they did a good job. I was thoroughly impressed.
Good deal.
Except the height thing in the booking area might get a little off.
Totally off. Mm-hmm. Totally off. Totally off.
It had me at 5'2.5". I know I'm at least 5'7". So, might want to adjust that.
I don't think that's in the budget, so.
Majoring. We don't have a majoring tape.
I don't have anything else. Anybody else got anything?
Mail or emergency?
Mail or emergency business. I just had one thing in mind, and that was for Jolene. And Jeff said he would get it to her. It was just an envelope that needed to go to her. It wasn't addressed to us. Did you have anything that you wanted to add?
Yeah, I would like to make a motion to adjourn.
Sheree kept the schedule light today, knowing that she was going to be gone. So I'm sure our next meeting will have a lot more information.
Are we done? Okay.